TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
And a good morning to you. This is the Stutzman's Home and Garden Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Tony Deuce again in the studio. Dave Wilson has the day off, but we do have our lawn and garden expert, Jason French, with us from Stutzman's Greenhouse. He will take your lawn and garden questions at 316-869-1330. That's 316-869-1330. And a good morning to you, Jason. Are you keeping cool this morning?
Well, so far, so good. I mean, we're only about 80 degrees, so still a good time to be outside doing something.
Yeah, not too bad. Well, you know, we're in summer, and I don't mind these hot temperatures too much, as long as I can keep the plants watered and alive. Hey, I do want to ask you about, what's going on at Stutzman's this weekend?
Well, you know, here we are. It's the second weekend in August, so kind of that last part of summer going on, so a lot of new items coming into the stores. Some of them are, you know, the beginning of the fall season. We have call them the starter mums. They're a smaller green mum that's kind of intended to be planted in the ground, and then they'll have a chance to root in and get established in your bed and flower there, and that establishment gives you a much better chance of them overwintering and becoming a perennial in your landscape, as opposed to, you know, if we planted them in October, they don't always have a lot of time to get established. So have those in the location. Also do have some of the asters beginning to move in, and kind of size and shape and culture of a mum, but in these really brilliant purple colors. There's also some pink ones, but they tend to bloom, you know, 2 or 3 weeks ahead of the mum, so they're just beginning to crack color. So we've rolled some of those in for some new plants as well. And then, of course, still going on, we have all of the different produce available at the stores as well.
Yeah, and yeah, I did want to ask you about that. Colorado peaches are popular this time of the year, and I know you have those at all your locations. And also, I always like the Kansas-grown watermelon and cantaloupe. Good. Do you have all that available?
Yeah, and I can't think of anything much better to have in the fridge to eat a little bit later on today than well, the peaches, the melons, either one of them. But, man, a watermelon, when it's so hot, you come in and need to rehydrate a little bit. That's a great one. And, yeah, we do. They're a black diamond-style watermelon, but they're seedless, and they've been really excellent this year. And then the Athena cantaloupes have been really good as well. But, yeah, you mentioned the Colorado peaches, and another good week of those. We get those in usually on Wednesday. And then, you know, have them all out to the stores for the weekend. And this week's crop, it's not always the same variety. So they take different days to get ready. And then also as you go up the elevation in Colorado, it's a little cooler. So they take a little longer to get ready. And so you can get fresh ones each week. It's not just from the same picking. And so, Wednesday, those rolled in, and they are really a nice, big, main season peach right now. And I've eaten probably more of those than I should have this season.
Yeah, that's really good. That's good. Well, you're listening to the Stutzman's Home and Garden Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. We're in Wichita, Kansas. Our lawn and garden expert is Jason French from Stutzman's Greenhouse. We are taking your calls about lawn and garden questions at 316-869-1330. If you'd like to call us, 316-869-1330. Here's a question coming from me, Tony. I do have some container plants around the house, and a couple of them I looked at them, and I'm like, I wonder if I need to fertilize that, because they looked, the color was kind of going away. How often should we fertilize container plants?
You know, in our containers, really for best results, probably every 7 to 10 days or so is best with if you're using the water soluble fertilizers like the Stutzman's All Purpose. If you have some hanging baskets, especially when we're this hot and we've been watering them extra, you know, I would probably go closer to the once a week on those. But the thing with annuals, and a lot of people don't realize how important that regular fertilizing is, all of their new flowers and all are on that newest growth. Those new growth comes out with new flowers. And so we need to continuously keep that fertility high so that we keep having that new growth and those new flowers coming out.
I'm writing this down. I need to get fertilizer this weekend. Okay, so the phone number to call us is 869-1330. That's 316-869-1330, the Stutzman's Home and Garden Show. And Jason French from Stutzman's on our air right now taking your questions. I did want to ask you about, I've tried growing them, which I've done pretty well. I grew some corn this summer. But now, as we get into August, what vegetables grow well in August?
You know, things that are already in the garden that are really producing and harvesting right now, squashes, cucumbers, melons, that family, they like this really warm weather. And so I've been getting quite a few squash and cucumbers lately. I leave the melon growing to someone else. They take a little more room than I want to dedicate to that. But, some of our other things, I've been harvesting quite a few peppers right now off the pepper plants. And tomatoes, you know, I had the first big flush a couple of weeks ago. Still getting a few on there, but I've got a lot setting and coming on, and I imagine this next week with a little bit cooler temperatures, I'll get a lot more setting. So a lot of that still coming on, but it's also time, you know, as we get mid to later in August to start thinking about some of these fall items that we may want to add to our garden just to kind of keep the garden going a little bit longer. And a lot of those are done by seed this time of year, and had quite a few people in picking up carrot seed and beet seed. And those we probably could go ahead and start about any time to get them finished. And then soon we'll be putting in, you know, the radish, turnips, lettuce, spinach, all of those types of things. So good idea to maybe get some of that picked up and on hand. And probably still some time. A lot of people I know have already started them, but still probably be able to put in like some broccoli or cabbage yet for this season. So some of those fall things are just beginning as well.
Okay, vegetables that grow well in August. It's the Stutzman's Home and Garden Show you're listening to. I'm Tony Deusing in for Dave Wilson today. And Jason French is our lawn and garden expert from Stutzman's Greenhouse. You can call us with your lawn and garden questions at 869-1330. That's in the 316 area code, 869-1330. Jason, I see that hibiscus plant is a Stutzman's plant of the month. Tell me what makes the hibiscus plant so great.
Yeah, and that is on our, if you're a member of our garden club, you would have received the newsletter for this month talking about that. And, you know, if you want to sign up, it's as easy as either if you're at the location, you can fill out a little form with your email, or right on the website, you can just click on the box that has Join the Garden Club. And once a month, we send this out. And, you know, among other things in it, there is a plant of the month. And I always try to pick something, you know, obviously timely for that, usually something that's in color then. And hibiscus was one we picked, and perfect timing for that. There's different kinds of hibiscus. And the first one that I want to talk about, it's the perennial hibiscus, and we have those for sale right now and are in bloom. But these are the ones that have the big, like, dinner plate sized flower, and reds, pinks, whites, you know, and different shades of all of those. There's some that are almost a burgundy red, and, you know, some may have a swirl, but very bright color. It's a great hardy perennial to have. Add something blooming this time of year when a lot of things, you know, kind of aren't in the heat. And lately there's been some improvements or new varieties that have come out. So not only do you still have ones that have the traditional green leaf, we have some that have a nice purple foliage, and they may have the rounder leaf, or they may have kind of a fingered leaf that has a little texture to it. But those really add some nice color even when they're not blooming. Being a true perennial, they die back clear to the ground. And so, you know, after the freeze and those stems all turn brown, we can just cut them off kind of at surface level and pull our mulch up, and we're good till next spring on them. The other type, the next type, is going to be your Rosa Sharon family. And that one also, it's a woody, but it's one that will live year to year through the winter here. It's more of a bush, and, you know, various sizes, and they can be trimmed and kept, you know, probably anywhere from 3 to 8 foot tall, depending on, you know, how big you want it and how you prune it. But they're a very nice, again, hardy, one of the last things to leaf out in the spring. So, you know, don't panic if it's not leafed out right away. But nice, a little bit smaller flower, but you can get, there's a really neat blue color, magenta, violet, white, kind of that similar palette, but some colors you don't see in the perennial hibiscus. Real easy to care for on it as well. Usually doesn't have a lot of pest problems, and pruning on them is really easy. Anytime it doesn't have leaves, you can prune it back to keep it in size, because it blooms on the new growth. So the stuff that's growing once it leaves out is going to have your flowers, so you don't want to trim those. But pretty low maintenance. Both, all of the hibiscus love the warm, love the sun. And the third hibiscus I like because of the different colors you can get in it, but it's the tropical hibiscus, and they are not a perennial. They won't survive any temperature, you know, below freezing. So either people have a sunroom and they bring them in, or they just get them as a nice annual for a container each year. But those are the hibiscus that you see, the yellows and the orange and, you know, some of those real brilliant colors, usually a darker shiny green leaf. But another great one for summertime. Just, it's not a perennial member of that family here in the South, or in Hawaii or the Caribbean, places like that. They're a woody perennial that lives. But so it's a pretty wide ranging family of different plants, from, you know, things that die clear off to things that are big and woody to our tropicals. So great summer color for Kansas.
Yeah, I really do like those hibiscus plants. Of course, we're talking about hibiscus plants with the Stutzman's Home and Garden Show. Our lawn and garden expert, Jason French from Stutzman's Greenhouse. If you have a question you would like to ask about your lawn or garden, 316-869-1330. Jason, I want to get into a little bit about the lawn, and I want to ask you about, if we see a lot of broadleaf plants popping up in our lawn, what can we do to get rid of them?
You know, and late summer all the way, you know, into fall is a good time again to be controlling some of those weeds. There's different ones, you know, different times of the year. Right now we're seeing new weeds. We're seeing spurge, which is a real flat, lacy, little round leaf growing weed. Usually you see it more along the edges and things. There's some purslane. There's some other ones that come up more when it's hot. But that Weed Beater Ultra, and we talk about it, you know, pretty much throughout the year, but that would be a good one you could use this time of year as well. You know, you might want to wait till the beginning of the week when temperatures aren't quite so hot to be applying it. The plants have to be kind of active for them to take it up, and if it's really hot and dry, they don't work quite as well. But that one does not have a herbicide called 2,4-D in it, so you don't really have that risk of it vaporizing and drifting and hurting a plant off-site. So that one makes it a little safer to use around other plants, but does a very good job on all of those leafy weeds. I know I've seen a few dandelions popping up here and there, and a little bit of clover, and then, you know, some of those more unusual summer weeds that we see. So good time to be doing that. And, you know, that kind of goes right in conjunction with, you know, we're only, maybe 4 weeks, 3 weeks from beginning to think about doing some overseeding and some reseeding on our lawn. And getting all of those weeds out of there ahead of time is a big key to being real successful with that seeding, because, you know, when we put the seed down, we usually put some starter fertilizer with it, and then we add a little extra water to the surface to get that grass seed to sprout up. Well, guess what? If you have a lot of weeds there, they like a little extra water and a little fertilizer, so they're going to want to grow and compete with that grass seed. So taking some time now to get some of those things cleaned up will make your overseed or reseed much more effective here in a few weeks.
Yeah, and I was going to ask you, too, about, you know, when I know August is not the month to start trying to think about seeding. So you're about a month away, so, but if when we do, you know, overseed or reseed, how often should I water my lawn after I plant grass seed?
Now, you do need to water it a little more frequently, but not as much. You know, generally, like in this time of year, when we talk about watering, we talk about a nice, really long, deep soaking water. We're trying to, you know, water down deep, so when the soil surface dries out, our roots follow that water and we build this strong heat tolerant grass. But when we're seeding, we don't have anything deep, you know, from that seed. It's just putting out that root. And so shorter amount of time, but in an ideal setting, I probably would water it, you know, 10 minutes, something like that, in the morning, maybe early in the afternoon, and then late in the evening. So about three times a day, not very long, you know, probably no more than if you ran the one big watering. But breaking it up like that keeps that top, you know, half inch from getting too dry for that seed to sprout in. And then once it starts coming up, you know, I'm going to do that three times a day for, you know, maybe 7 or 10 days, and I'll start seeing all that grass coming up. And then, you know, probably want to back it down to maybe twice a day for another 7 to 10 days, and then once a day. And then by this point, we've gone, you know, 3 weeks or whatever, it's pretty well up, and it'll still need regular water, but we'll want to start watering it more like you traditionally would water a lawn, with those deeper waterings to encourage it to root in. So it's not really that we have to add any more water to do our seeding. We just kind of have to change our watering habit for those few weeks while it's sprouting.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. at least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, very good stuff. The Stutzman's Home and Garden Show is what you're listening to. Our expert is Jason French from Stutzman's Greenhouse. If you want to give us a call with a lawn or garden question, it's 316-869-1330. I'm Tony Dusing in the studio with you. And I did want to ask, I'm going to kind of go back to perennials. You know, we talked about hibiscus. If I were to buy a perennial plant, should I look to buy maybe a small perennial or larger one that already have blossoms? What's the best, or is there a best way?
Well, a little bit of that depends on, you know, what kind of plant it is and, you know, when it's better time is. I mean, there's certain perennials that like, you know, spring better and are better planted when it's a little bit cooler. But in general, you know, you can't stop something like a hibiscus from having flowers this time of year. That's when it's naturally flowering. So, you know, if you go pick one of those out, it's going to be blooming and it likes the warm weather. It likes this heat. So that's okay. We'll just keep it watered and it'll establish. But other types of things, you know, we generally want them probably not blooming and kind of cleaned up with, you know, just the foliage that they would have. I think of, you know, like daylilies, they should just have some nice green foliage, not a lot of bloom or spent bloom. Or, you know, a lot of times too, when they're really in the heart of blooming, some of those perennials put so much energy and time into that, they kind of pause that rooting process. And, you know, getting something new and established, we don't really want to pause that process. So, you know, some things it's better, especially early in the season, to get them a little bit smaller and a little bit coming on. You know, they've probably more experienced the Kansas weather. You know, if it's only middle of April and you've got a lot of these things already blooming, they've probably been grown somewhere a little bit warmer and a little bit softer. And, you know, they're probably not quite ready for what we would experience outside.
Okay. All right. This is the Stutzman's Home and Garden Show. Jason French, our lawn and garden expert. I did want to ask you about flowers. You know, when we plant flowers or have flowers in pots, a lot of times myself, I know I got to move them around where there's sun. But are there flowers that are known to thrive in shade or like a shade garden?
You know, there are some things, not nearly as many, just, you know, the facts of nature. The main reason plants have these flowers is to attract pollinators. So, you know, the bees and the butterflies and things like that, and they tend to be more in those sunnier open areas. So a lot more sun flowering things than shade flowering, but there are some that do tolerate shade and do very well with that. You know, begonias is one. They like the warm weather, but just not that real hot direct sun, and they bloom and do great in the shade. Some of the different impatiens will handle a lot of shade and do really well. One of the other ones, it's not necessarily a flower, but the leaf color is great on them. A lot of the different coleus really do well. They're sun and shade ones, but the shade ones really do well with that. And kind of interesting on coleus, when they do finally flower, the plant kind of changes and gets loosened and more open. They are generally trying to attract moths as pollinators, and so it kind of opens up to let them get down in the plant where the flower is, where before when it flowers, they're usually a real compact kind of stacked leaf growth to them. That's really a nice habit. So a lot of times people will pinch those flowers off for a little bit so that they keep that nice, tight, tidy habit to them as well.
Yeah, and I do like those coleus. And I forgot about begonias. Those are pretty, and when they have flowers and stuff. So flowers that are known to thrive in shade gardens. The Stutzman's Home and Garden Show here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Jason, I did want to ask you, we touched about it a little bit, but on the Stutzman's website, there is a link to your garden club. Tell me some benefits of joining the garden club.
Yeah, well, one, each month you'll find out about a great plant for that time of year. We touched on the plant of the month, but there's other things to that as well. Generally, each month we kind of have a to-do section, some things that, you should be doing that time of year, whether it's, things that need prune, things that need mulched, raise or lower your mower blade. Those kinds of tips are really included in there. We usually have a nice section. Ben kind of puts what's going on with Stutzman's in general in there, and so all of that in the newsletter, and that's once a month, comes to your email. But then also as a benefit to people in the garden club, when we have different specials or sales, we always notify them. They're the first ones to know, and then usually a couple times throughout the year we'll do something that is just for the garden club. So it'll be garden club members special, let us know you're in the garden club when you come in, and you get whatever the deal is. So there's some things that way. And if you're not a member, just for signing up, we send you a $5 coupon off any $25 purchase. So a little perk just for even signing up to the garden club.
Yeah, that is really good. And again, that's on the website. It's really easy. You guys have a really good website. It's stutzmans.com. It's no slashes and anything like that. It's stutzmans.com, Stutzmans.com, and the information's right there. There's also a spot on that home page that says, do you have questions? And here's how you can get a hold of us. And I love that you do that. How can people get a hold of Stutzmans?
Yeah, of course, right there at the top of the Stutzmans.com website, you can click on that. But if you're not on the website, you just drop me an email is the best way. And it's the word questions at Stutzmans.com. And a lot of times people will take a picture of whatever they have a question about and put it on there, and it really does help get you that answer. But I'm always glad to answer those, and that's something that you can send the email anytime. I mean, I get people out in the evening taking a walk, and they see something cool, they don't know what it is, and they just take a picture and send it to me, and when I get in the next day, I'll answer their question for them. So it doesn't always have to be a problem. It can be more just some information you're wanting as well. So yeah, questions at Stutzmans.com.
Yeah, that's really good. I'm really happy that you guys do that. And I didn't think about that, because sometimes I do go out and walk around and I see a tree. I'm like, I wonder what that tree is. I'd like to plant that. So next time I do that, I'll be emailing you a picture. Hey, tell me, awesome. Go ahead. Yeah, Jason, go ahead.
Oh, no, I just say that's awesome. I love doing that kind of stuff, and that's a big part of why I'm here.
Yeah. Hey, tell us real quick about your locations that we can go visit you this weekend.
Yeah, all 12 locations are open, from out in the Dodge City, Great Bend, Pratt area, to a couple here in Hutchinson, our new location at the Salina Mall, McPherson, Newton, and then our four locations in Wichita and Derby are all open. Be sure and stop by and get some of those great Colorado peaches.
Yes, yum, yum, yum. We do want to do that. Do that this weekend. It's the Stutzman's Home and Garden Show, broadcast from Wichita at 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Tony Dusing. Thank you to our lawn and garden expert from Stutzman's, Jason French. We hope to see you again next week at the same time here on KNSS.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.